By the end of this holiday season, radio stations around the world will play Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad an innumerable millions of times. It is one of the most familiar and famous Christmas songs of all time, certainly the most performed bilingual song. People hear it and they sing along, on the radio, in shopping malls, in buses, in offices, garages, restaurants, stores, living rooms, and concert halls around the world. I spent a holiday season in India once. There are few tributes to a song more pointed than hearing a New Delhi cab driver break into Feliz Navidad. The song has become synonymous with the season, and so it is our pleasure to welcome the man who wrote it and sang it into musical history, Jose Feliciano, who joins us from Connecticut. Feliz Navidad y bienvenido a la programa.
Ah, muchas gracias, Scott. Feliz Navidad to you. I wish an abundance of health to your family. And I'm very honored to be talking with you.
Oh, it's our honor. And we do want to talk about the song, obviously, and get to the song in a moment. But you are observing, it's the 50th anniversary of you entering show business.
You know, when I was told that I was celebrating 50 years in show business, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. And the reason I say that is because when you're in the eye of the storm, you don't see what's going on. You know, you're so busy doing. So when I found out that I was celebrating 50 years in show business, I had to reflect, because a lot of artists don't last that long.
Yeah.
And so I'm so honored. I thank God for giving me this privilege of celebrating 50 years in show business.
You were literally a kid, almost a baby, when you began in show business, weren't you?
I was. My first performance was at the Puerto Rican Theater. When I was 9 years old, my mother put me in a contest on radio. I played the concertina then. Mm-hmm. And on my mother's insistence, I went on the show. I won the radio portion of it. Then I went to the final eliminations, where I then played at the Puerto Rican Theater. And we didn't win, but it was a great experience for me.
Mm. Wait, do you remember what you played, what you sang?
Well, I didn't sing. I wasn't singing then. I played the accordion. Mm-hmm. And I played a Dominican merengue called Música de Papa Dios, which means Music of Father God.
What kind of music did you grow up with in your family?
Well, in my family, we grew up with Latin music. You know, things like... that kind of thing. And then I got into rock and roll, into things like... And, of course, my parents go, oh, my goodness. I drove them crazy because I loved rock and roll. Uh-huh. And when I'd come home from school, the first thing I did was tune into American Bandstand. And I'd watch that, and I'd play guitar along with the songs that were being played. And so I grew up loving music. I had an uncle who played the cuatro, which is a Puerto Rican instrument. Mm-hmm. And I used to accompany him at 3 years old on a tin cracker can. And then I got really interested in music, playing the accordion at 7. And I have to say, I want everybody who's listening to this interview with us to know that we live in the greatest country in the world. For somebody like me to come from Puerto Rico with nothing and still be able to have an opportunity to do what I wanted to do. I love this country, and I wouldn't trade it for any country in the world.
Mm. You've recorded so many different kinds of music over the years. I mean, I'm thinking of Purple Haze, Que Sera, but I'm interested in what you've been recording recently with bolero music.
Well, with bolero music, last year, I had an album that was... it was entitled Señor Bolero 2, and I had a single on it that went kind of... Lo que yo tuve contigo fue un enredo tan divino que en la vida no podré olvidar. Fue la gloria y fue un infierno, fue tan loco y fue tan tierno que se sufre cuando ya no está. Those kind of things... I just finished doing also a Mexican album, Mexican Rancheras, mm-hmm. which is called the Mexico Con Amor, and I did a song on it that goes, Pasaste por mi lado con cruel indiferencia. Tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí. Things like that, and I've been writing songs of my own, and I'd like to say this to you, Scott. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas on NPR. Hey, from my home.
Well, Jose, you've left me with nothing to say.
Oh, which, no, I don't want to do that.
No. No. It's fine. Now, you've continued to work, but can you give us some idea of what Feliz Navidad has meant in your life?
Well, it's meant a lot. First of all, when I wrote it, I never thought, Scott, that this song would be so well accepted. Mm-hmm. First of all, because, it was in Spanish, and then I first wrote it in Spanish, and then I thought, you know what? I don't want to give the English stations an excuse why they can't play it. So then that's where I came up with, I want to wish you a merry. And so I thought to myself, well, if I make it bilingual, there's no excuse for any station not to play. The Spanish stations can't say, well, there's no Spanish in this. And the English stations can't say, well, there's too much Spanish and no English, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that all on purpose. But the real reason I wrote Feliz Navidad was I was living in California at the time. I hadn't seen my family, my brothers, my cousins and relatives in a long, long time. So I wrote Feliz Navidad, I think, a little bit out of loneliness, and also it was because of a suggestion that I had from my producer at the time, Rick Gerard, who said to me, Jose, you should write a Christmas song. And at that particular time, which was 1970, mm-hmm. the last song that had been written for Christmas was the one by Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Nobody had come up really with a real Christmas song that was catchy and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I mean, there have been some other Christmas songs. John Lennon's come up with one, and the Eagles and everybody else. Yeah. But I never thought that Feliz Navidad would catch on the way that it has. And I'm happy about it, because if it brings people closer together, then this song has accomplished a lot. And so I'm thrilled about it.
Well, you know, it's been a real Christmas gift for us to be able to talk to you. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and it goes without saying, Feliz Navidad from the bottom of our hearts.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart here on NPR.